This is Sam Darmacena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.
You know, there's more than entertainment happening. I really don't build the program as that much more than entertainment, mostly for the residents themselves, because like they're used to therapists and they're used to PSWs and they're used to nurses and all of this stuff. That like it was a really big deal to me when we were doing our initial model that residents were saying, oh, like my friend is here, you know, like that was such an amazing moment because, you know, that's just someone outside of the routine and someone that's not, that's there only because they want to be there. They're a volunteer, they're not getting paid. They're just there to create a relationship. And that was really cool to see that that was actually sticking.
That's Julian Powell, the founder of MusicShare, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to reducing senior social isolation through individualized music-based programming. MusicShare has been tackling social isolation way before the pandemic, but their work definitely carries a different meaning now that we're almost a year into the COVID-19 pandemic. Julian chats with me about the early days, how they've adapted to COVID-19 restrictions, and we look a little into the future of the organization. To start off, he tells me that the initial idea of MusicShare came to him in the 2016-17 school year, which was his fourth year at Ryerson. And he jokes that it might have been his fourth year, but it wasn't his last.
So I was actually given the option of doing writing an essay in my community psychology class. Also, quick shout out to Kelly McShane, because she's amazing. So I was given the option between writing an essay and doing some volunteer work. And so I was not about writing that essay. And I went and started volunteering for Meals on Wheels. And that was where I got introduced to a lot of people, particularly seniors with like cognitive and physical disabilities. And while I noticed that like people's physical needs were being met, their sort of emotional and spiritual needs weren't 100% being fulfilled because they were really interested in interaction and communication with the people that but there were a good number of people that were really looking to learn a bit more about who was dropping off their meals and, you know, have a quick chat. And it's just really hard to do for people when you're trying to get hot food to every single person on your list. And so that sort of struck a chord with me.
From there, the idea started to take shape into the pre-pandemic edition of MusicShare. Julian says that he received the Recode at Ryerson grant to test pilot the program in 2017, and he did another pilot in 2018 before launching the first program in 2019. Julian adds that experimentation was incredibly important to figure out the structure of the program, like how to connect with residents around their musical preferences.
What we found going into it was a lot of residents had a hard time calling to mind the names of the people that they like to listen to initially. So we noticed that the best thing was to start providing people with suggestions and actual. So when you were in there with the iPad, we would already have a list of music in there and we could be like, oh, what about Frank Sinatra? What about Dean Martin? What about Frankie Valli? And those sorts of tips would lead people to remembering the names and the artists and be like, oh yeah, yeah, that person. And then all of a sudden they remember all the words to the song. And so that's what you're trying to overcome is that initial difficulty with tapping into their memories. And so we provide people with a questionnaire that lists a bunch of different genre options to start off. And then from there, we actually suggest a bunch of different artists in different genre categories so that residents can be triggered by those names.
The Social Ventures Zone is another big part of MusicShare's journey. Ryerson is home to 10 zones, which are incubators or spaces where people come together to brainstorm, kickstart projects, and build startups. Each zone has a different focus, and around 2018, Julian started working with the Social Ventures Zone. Their focus is on the next generation of changemakers, transforming ideas into action to create positive and viable social change.
I would definitely like to shout out like Alex Gill and Sarah Breigel and everyone at the Social Venture Zone, because my program has benefited so greatly from that program and from the opportunities presented and just the insights offered by communicating with those team leads, but also with just other peers in the zone. It's just been like a super fulfilling experience.
We also talk about how MusicShare has changed in response to the pandemic, and Julian says that outbreaks and lockdowns are actually quite familiar concepts, even though COVID is new.
Beginning to mid-February, they were already letting us know that, you know, this isn't like, we hope it's only going to be for a few weeks. I was like in the process of getting started with another home. And unfortunately, we didn't even get to do our first session because before anyone even heard about all of this stuff coming out and the idea of a lockdown and everything, we were already being removed from the facilities. Like all the programming was. They just wanted to make sure every year, I don't know if people know this, but there are outbreaks in homes every year. There are flu outbreaks. And so when that happens, the homes go into lockdown and programming is canceled in order to minimize the spread because of how dangerous it can be. And so homes have now been in lockdown for almost an entire year. And so we saw that coming.
And Julian sounds even more motivated to bring MusicShare to residents since social isolation is becoming more and more common in long-term care. He explains what their program looks like these days.
So then I started toying with the idea of this distance program where we would deliver the iPads that we already had along with personalized playlists that were pre-built, and we could deliver everything to the home, hand the materials off to a staff member there so none of my team actually has to go inside. And then from there, the staff could just bring the materials to the resident's room, hit play on a personalized playlist, and let the music play while they go about their day, because we were really keen on not burdening staff as well. There's nothing worse than being like, oh, here's this great program that your staff has to like now go and implement themselves. So what we were hoping is that like, while the staff does need to deliver the materials to the residents, we take on all of the other work of finding out what the residents want to listen to, organizing that into easy to read and access playlists, and then updating them each month so that the residents have something fresh and new to listen to. So we tested that model over April, and by May, we were running at our first home. And we're now in January, we'll be in 6 facilities.
So MusicShare is different in the sense that volunteers aren't coming in and offering companionship, but some of the core elements of the program are still possible.
While we're not able to give people exactly what we would like to give them right now for safety's sake, music is a fantastic way to connect people back to their memories, to their friends, to special moments in their life. And we've seen firsthand a lot of like special moments coming out of the program already, with residents singing along to songs, clapping along. And in some, like, we have a video right now of a resident singing along to Tu Vo Fa Americano, which is an Italian classic song. You'll hear it at every Italian wedding. And yeah, it's just like fantastic to see people connected back to their roots in these ways.
The program that Julian has developed does so much more than deliver entertainment. He explains that it puts residents in control and is inherently a more curated and intimate experience.
With things like concerts, they're amazing, they're fantastic, and they're great for residents. It's just, it's really difficult to find someone who could perform like My Way by Frank Sinatra and then also sing like a Farsi folk song. Like, you're almost never going to find that. We're really trying to key in on the special requests of residents in order to get them something special and unique that they're not going to be able to get on the radio or from some other kind of music programming.
Their current model doesn't include those initial volunteers visiting residents, but Julian is finding a new way for folks to get involved. He says that he's very open to expanding their volunteer team.
We just had two new people get in touch with me who are interested in taking part in the actual playlisting, which is fantastic because that's another way that we can sort of connect volunteers with seniors, obviously not face-to-face right now, but just another way to allow someone else to provide an impact, really.
And for this new volunteer role, Julian adds that he's looking to diversify the sound of MusicShare. So he's especially interested in connecting with folks that can create culturally specific playlists.
One thing that would be fantastic is if there's any Cantonese speaking individuals, that would be wonderful, because there's a few people in the program that are that speak exclusively Cantonese, and we're preparing playlists for them. And while I've done my research on the stars from that side of the world, you can only go so far when you're not exactly sure what's being said or what's being like the ideas that are being presented. I'm sure there's every culture has things in their music that are sort of special and important to them. You'll notice in almost every Spanish song, the word corazón is present, which is means heart. It's a very like, emotive style of music and a very passionate style of music, where other languages, you'll have different sort of keywords and phrases and stuff. It'd be great to have people who can key into those things and provide them to residents.
To learn more about the program, volunteer, or perhaps bring MusicShare to a long-term care facility that you're connected with, visit their website at wearemusicshare.com. You can also follow them on social media at wearemusicshare on Instagram and MusicShare on Facebook.
Giving people that ability to choose for themselves is so important when for people living in long-term care, because there's so much at that point that isn't up to them, that little things like that can make a really big difference in your day, in your life, in your overall quality of life. Just having that say and knowing that you're in control, like that's a really big thing for people.
This is Sam Dharmasena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.